May not the principle of uniformity then be used, the authors asked, to suggest that DNA had an intelligent cause at the beginning? To investigate this idea further, Meyer left his job as a geophysicist and went to England to pursue a PhD in the history and philosophy of science at Cambridge University. He eventually concluded from his studies that Thaxton, Bradley, and Olson's intuition was correct. Meyer observed that scientists explain past events by using an inference to the best explanation, Chapter 8. Historical science typically relies on a uniformitarian appeal to causes that can be observed in the present. For example, a layer of ash in rock strata is better explained by a past volcanic eruption than by an earthquake, because we observed that the former produces ash layers in the present, while the latter does not. Following this line of reasoning, Meyer formulated a scientific inference to the best explanation for the origin of information in DNA. "We know from experience," he wrote, "that conscious intelligent agents can create informational sequences and systems. Since we know that intelligent agents do produce large amounts of information, and since all known natural processes do not, or cannot, we can infer design as the best explanation of the origin of information in the cell. Origin of life research supports this inference. Although scientists have shown that some of the molecular building blocks of DNA, RNA, and protein can form under natural conditions, in the absence of living cells and without the aid of intelligent design, those building blocks do not spontaneously assemble into large information-carrying molecules. Sequences that carry biological information are always either purposely synthesized by scientists or copied from existing sequences and living cells. Since the only cause known to be capable of producing such sequences in the present is intelligent design, it is reasonable for historical scientists to infer that an intelligence acted somehow in the past to produce the existing information-rich sequences in living cells." Darwinists have raised several objections to Meyer's argument. First, they accuse him of arguing from ignorance, as though he infers design only when he doesn't know the cause of something. On the contrary, Meyer explains, "Inferences to the best explanation do not assert the adequacy of one causal explanation merely on the basis of the inadequacy of some other causal explanation. Instead, they compare the explanatory power of many competing hypotheses to determine which hypothesis would, if true, provide the best explanation for some set of relevant data." Meyer continues, "It is not correct to say that we do not know how information arises. We know that it arises from intelligent agents." Second, some Darwinists have argued that DNA sequences result simply from the action of natural laws. But Meyer points out that the sequence of bases in DNA is not predetermined by the laws of physics and chemistry. If one sugar phosphate group has a G attached to it, the next sugar phosphate group could have a G, C, T, or A.